This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 127 for Tuesday, November 1st. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is slightly higher to start Tuesday, being aided by rising crude oil prices after a large rally on Monday. Crude oil is rallying as the market awaits the U.S. Federal Reserve's next key interest rate decision on Wednesday. OPEC is also planning on cutting crude oil production starting this month. Chicago soy oil is mixed this morning. Meanwhile, Malaysian palm oil is higher and European rapeseed is lower. The Canadian dollar is only up 1/10 of a U.S. cent from Monday's close. Periods of snow will fall on much of Alberta, with Calgary under a snowfall warning. Central Saskatchewan will see rain later today, while southern Saskatchewan and southern Manitoba will be sunny and close to 14 degrees Celsius. The January canola contract is up $3.80 per ton at $882.80. In the U.S., corn is struggling to find direction, while soybeans are making big gains on Tuesday. Meanwhile, wheat prices are undergoing a correction after Monday's rally. The USDA reported yesterday that the U.S. corn harvest was 76% complete as of October 30th, 12 points higher than the five-year average. Also in the U.S., more than 422,000 tons of corn were shipped during the weekend at October 27th, with China and Mexico as top destinations. Going into today's release of the NAS Grain Crush Report, traders expect 394 million bushels were used for ethanol production, down 3.1% from September 2021. The December corn contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $6.91. Soybeans continue to rally on Tuesday, with spillover coming from both crude and vegetable oils. The U.S. soybean crop is 88% harvested, up 8 points from last week and 10 points from the 5-year average. On the week of October 27th, 2.57 million tons of soybeans were exported. Traders believe that 167.9 million bushels were crushed in September, which would be up 2.3% from last year. The November soybean contract is up 18 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.25, while the January contract is up 20 cents at $14.39. Wheat prices are coming down on Tuesday, indicating that contracts were overbought on Monday, days after Russia announced it was withdrawing from an agreement to allow Ukraine to ship grain on the Black Sea. 87% of the U.S. winter wheat crop has been planted, up 8 points from last week and 2 points ahead of the 5-year average. Emergence is 4 points below the 5-year average at 62%. However, the crop is only 28% good to excellent, the lowest on record to start the season. U.S. wheat export inspections totaled 137,000 tons last week, the second lowest of the marketing year. The December Chicago wheat contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.78. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.67. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 15 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.67. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, November 1st. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.